We've crossed the gate and made our way up a steep grade on the gravel Pioneer Road.
West Douglas has been identified for many decades as a future growth area for Juneau.
Behind the wheel is Roger Healy, the city's director of engineering and public works. On paper, this area is called West Douglas. The city has identified it as a potential community hub in a conceptual plan drafted in 1997. There are three major landholders here. The city, with about 3,400 acres, the steep mountainous parts are part of Tongass National Forest, and Goldbelt, Juneau's urban native corporation. Goldbelt holds more than 1,700 acres along the coast and has expressed interest in building a port and developing the far side of the island.
So this is basically the first step in this direction.
It's a significant one, and largely symbolic, as the road will be gated off and closed to motorized traffic.
We're not going to build it to full city standards now, with pavement and two-lane traffic and all that. And that will come at some point later when firm development is identified in this area.
In about 2 miles, we run out of road. Heavy equipment is clearing felled trunks from giant Sitka spruce. The choicest timber will be sold off by Enco Alaska, a Juneau-based contractor selected by the city to build this road.
What you're seeing now is about the end of it. There's another quarter mile, maybe, of new Pioneer Road going to be established, but that's about it for the first phase.
Standing by is Alan Steffert, the city's project manager, overseeing the work.
Oh, tree coming down. I didn't hear it. Did it happen?
It's a second phase plan that would get to Middle Creek, but actual coastal access is on Goldbelt's land. There have been development proposals over the years, including an 18-hole golf course. That project fell through when investors pulled out in 2010. The absence of firm development plans has led critics to question the wisdom of building this road at all.
I guess you could call it a hiking path for people right now, but it don't go anywhere. It just goes partway to where they want to go, and it ends.
That's Philip Gray, a retired fisheries biologist who has lived on North Douglas for about 40 years. The city has relied on nearly $3 million that began as a federal dredging grant. It was later transferred to the state's Commerce Department. In 2012, the state agency greenlit the city's request to use the money for building this road. Gray says it seems like the city's building a road through wilderness just to keep from having to return the grant money.
I mean, why would you put a road if you were a businessman? Would you put a road into somewhere and that didn't end where you wanted to go, and just because you had part of the money? That's sort of like building part of a house without having money to complete it, just because you got some money to blow. Then ruin some good habitat, deer habitat, to boot.
Construction is expected to wrap up by the end of summer. A second phase is under review by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Healy says that would get it another mile, yet still shy of Goldbelt's coastal holding.
We may extend another 6,000 feet beyond the current end of this phase to get to the Middle Creek area.
Since it'll be closed to motorized traffic, even upon completion, this Pioneer Road will likely serve mountain bikers and hunters. It doesn't connect to Douglas Island's existing trail system, but it does provide more than 2 miles of access into what was, until recently, just wild stands of towering spruce and hemlock. On Douglas Island, I'm Jacob Resnick.